I recently received a question from a listener, Antoinette. She asked, why doesn't Wisconsin have a song? There isn't a single song that I hear and think, good old Wisconsin. This question got my head spinning. Is there a song that represents or unifies our state's diverse music fans? Probably not. But I decided to turn this question to some Wisconsin music journalists and hosts and find out what they thought is the Wisconsin song.
And I'm going to open my program tonight with a little number that's quite a favorite with all my friends back in my hometown, Milwaukee.
I'm Allison Geyer, staff writer for Isthmus Newspaper. My choice is the song Beer Barrel Polka. It's played all over the state at sporting events and weddings and Oktoberfest celebrations. Probably the most Wisconsin version of all is performed by Liberace. His version is a weird, charming mix of Wisconsin's most iconic cultural contributions.
I'm Tom Giffey with Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire, and the song that comes to my mind is Wisconsin, recorded by Glenn Yarborough.
There's the town.
You may remember it as the theme to North Country Notebook, a WPR show from about 30 years ago. I can't hear it without thinking of my public radio listening father and the Wisconsin that we both knew.
And I wanted you to see the old Wisconsin that I knew.
Hi, this is Christopher Paulus. A song that makes me think of Wisconsin? It's an intertribal song. An intertribal song is played at powwows, and it's an invitation for everybody to dance. And what makes me think of Wisconsin? Powwow time and intertribal songs. This one is by The Tribe, a group made up of many Native nations from across Indian country.
Hello. I'm Justin Barney. I'm the music director at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. I think the artist is our very own Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bony Bear. It sounds like a cabin in up north Wisconsin. So I know that it's going to create a little bit of controversy because he's relatively new. And the song itself doesn't say Wisconsin in it or talk about the state directly. But I think Skinny Love by Bon Iver encapsulates the feeling of being in and being from Wisconsin.
And I'm told you to be patient, and I'm told you to be fine.
Opinions aside, Wisconsin actually has an official state song.
On Wisconsin, plunge right through that line.
On Wisconsin was written by Carl Beck and William Purdy in 1909.
Purdy was a musician, and he found out that the University of Minnesota was having a contest for a new football song for there. And so he wrote the song for Minnesota originally.
That's David Null, the former director of University Archives.
So instead of On Wisconsin, it would be Minnesota, Minnesota. But Beck convinced him to, instead of submitting it for the contest at Minnesota, to give it to or use it at the University of Wisconsin.
Those lyrics were heavy on the football lingo, and it's still used today at UW games to pep up the fans. But in 1959, the Wisconsin State Legislature declared On Wisconsin the official state song. This version has more, shall we say, dignified lyrics.
We, thy loyal sons and daughters, hail thee good and great.
Or people say, oh, On Wisconsin is the state song, but I expect if you ask lots of people to do the actual official lyrics of the official state version, they wouldn't get very far.
This story came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.